Chapter 37. France. A little later, Beelzebub went on. After Germany, for a short time, the place of my existence on the continent of Europe was in the community called Italy, and after Italy, in the community that had come for the beings of Russia, the source for fostering that vice, long since fixed in the abnormal process of the ordinary existence of terrestrial three-brained beings of recent centuries, which is called suggestibility. That is to say, I settled among the beings of the community of France. Now, my boy, I wish to inform you about the specific aspects of the psyche of those three-brained beings of France, in such a way that you may at the same time realize what a deterioration has taken place among your favorites in the normal capacity for crystallizing all the being data for impartial and personal discrimination, and how a subjective essence opinion is formed in them about every reality, at times entirely opposite to what it would be if they perceived that same reality directly through their own impressions. In order to make clear what I've just told you, it will be useful, in my opinion, to take these French beings as an example. Nowadays, among the beings of all the groups breeding on the continent of Europe, where their so-called cultured existence is concentrated, as well as on all the other continents, there is infallibly crystallized from the very beginning of their formation into responsible beings data for their image of the individuality of these French beings, which evoke in them a fixed idea that of all the beings similar to them on their planet, these French are, as they express it, the most dissolute and debauched. Before I chose the community of France as my permanent place of existence, data for just such an image about them had been formed in my own presence, because in going about that almost everywhere and speaking with beings of various groups inhabiting the land masses of your planet, I frequently heard this sort of opinion about the French beings. Although I had sometimes been in that community of France on my earlier visits, I paid no special attention to the particularities of the psyche of those beings, or to this opinion about them, held by the beings of nearly all the other communities there. This time, however, on settling in one of their provincial towns, my presence instinctively expected, of course, to receive impressions of immoral and depraved manifestations of the local three-brained beings. But to my great and ever-increasing surprise, I soon discovered that I would not perceive anything of the kind. A little later, when I began to go about among them, and even to make friends with some of them and with their families, not only did the data for this automatic opinion about them begin to be decrystallized in me, but there began to be crystallized the required being data for finding out how there could have been formed in the common presence of the beings of other communities an opinion that was so contrary to reality. This question interested me more and more each day because, while existing among them, it gradually became clear to me that the beings of that community were, in fact, not the most depraved and immoral, but on the contrary, the most patriarchal and modest of all the three-brained beings grouped on the continent of Europe. So I then set about making observations and gathering corresponding information to clear up for myself this misunderstanding of your contemporary favorites. While I was in that provincial town, I was unable to throw any light on this question. But later, when I happened to go to the capital of that community, from the very first day, the basic causes of this misunderstanding gradually became clear to my reason. For the elucidation of these causes, I relied on my impartial observations and considerations, as well as on the following facts. When I arrived in that capital named Paris, which, by the way, in the logic Nestorian crystallizations of the contemporary three-brained beings breeding on all the continents of your planet, had become a center of their imaginary culture, just as the cities of Samlios, Kurkalai, and Babylon, and so on, had been for the beings of former periods, I went straight from the railroad station to the hotel that had been recommended to me by an acquaintance in the city of Berlin. The first thing I happened to notice was that the entire staff of this hotel were foreigners, most of whom spoke the English language, whereas not so long before, it seems, the employees of this hotel spoke nothing but Russian. The day after my arrival in that present-day Samlios, I inquired for a certain being belonging to the community called Persia, to whom I had an introduction from one of my good friends existing in the Persian capital. This new Persian acquaintance of mine suggested that, some evening, that I should go out with him to what is called the Boulevard des Capucines and sit for a while in the then-famous Grand Café. When we arrived at this Grand Café, we sat down at one of the many tables which, as is usual in Paris, took up half the sidewalk. And as I've already told you, a café serves the same purpose for the beings on the continent of Europe as the chaikhanas for the beings dwelling on the continent Asia. The only difference is that in the chaikhanas, they give you a kind of reddish liquid to drink, squeezed out of a certain well-known flower there, while in the cafés on the continent of Europe, although they also serve a liquid, not only is it completely black, but from what it is squeezed, no one knows, except the proprietor of the establishment. We began to drink the black liquid served to us, called coffee. Here, too, I noticed that all the employees of this Grand Café, or as they called them, waiters, were beings from other groups, chiefly from the European community called Italy. You must know that in general in this part of the city of Paris, this foreign Paris, each business is a specialty of the beings of one or another community of that continent of Europe or of other continents. And thus, seated at a table in that famous Grand Café, or rather on the sidewalk in front of it, we began to watch the passers-by strolling up and down on the other half of the pavement in front of this Grand Café. Among the strolling crowd were beings of almost all the separate groups of the continents of Europe and of other continents, mostly, of course, from those communities whose turn it was at that period to be rich, predominantly beings from America. For in Paris, the beings of the continent of America had by this time definitely taken the place of the beings of the great community of Russia, since the death of that community. Most of those strolling by were beings belonging to the ruling class, who often come to the capital of the world to have, as they say, a good time. There were also many businessmen among them, who had come to Paris for what is called the fashion trade, chiefly perfumery and women's clothes. Among the motley crowd walking along the Boulevard des Capucines, one could see many young people who had come to learn both the latest dances and how to design fashionable hats.